Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I am Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We're just two friends who love to talk about serums.
This is true. And this here is a mini episode where we take your voicemails and your emails and we attempt to respond to them with advice that is not harmful.
Wow. And is hopefully helpful?
Hopefully helpful. But, you know, I feel like do no harm is like our baseline.
That is a good... I like that, Dori.
Thank you.
Forever 35 podcast.
Do no harm.
And just to remind
you... And possibly help.
Boy, we're setting our expectations right where they need to be.
Exactly.
Listen, if you would like to leave us a voicemail, our number is 781-591-0390, or you can always email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. So,
yes.
Dori,
mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, we talked about cuticles.
We did. Someone wrote in about their large cuticles.
Now, I did not expect cuticles to unleash... So many responses.
We got a lot of input.
Y'all are passionate about cuticles.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I mean, I think we need to do a whole nail care episode
yes,
down the road.
We have been texting about this off the pod.
But in the meantime...
We're here to talk cuticles right now.
We are.
And I just want to say, so many people offered really great advice. Thank you for your cuticle expertise. I know nothing about cuticles.
How are your cuticles?
Well, right now I'm getting my nails done because I have hard gel extensions on my nails.
They look great.
My cuticles are cared for by a nail care professional. In my own life, I eat them.
Mm.
I pick at them. I destroy them. Anyway. But
I've been oiling mine.
With what? What? Just any body oil?
Milk and honey, everything oil. Because they have a roller ball.
It's kind of like the perfect finger applicator.
Exactly.
That sounded weird.
Finger applicator.
Yep, that sounded weird. So, but here are some tips that we just condensed them.
Yeah, we did.
One, push, cut, and moisturize using castor oil.
You know, I've never used castor oil in my life.
I don't even know what it's for.
And yet it seems to be trotted out as like a miracle cure for so many things. Like people say it helps grow your eyelashes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an old timey product. Like
yeah.
Bag balm or something that like our grandparents used.
But I mean, maybe we should get some.
We should get some. We should experiment.
Should
so we're experts on castor oil. So that was one suggestion. Another was to push back your cuticles using the corner of a credit card or the cap of a ballpoint pen if you don't have a cuticle pusher.
And these suggestions came out because you had suggested using a book or a screwdriver, I think.
What was I thinking?
Look, I don't know.
What was I talking about?
I don't know.
Oh,
again,
my goodness.
I don't know. I mean, I assume you meant a flathead screwdriver, which would make more sense than a Phillips head screwdriver.
That's what I meant, not a Phillips head.
But still.
Oh my goodness. What was I talking about? Well, these do make sense. A credit card seems great.
Yeah. Or if you live in New York, maybe a Metro card.
Oh, I love a Metro card for all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely got myself into my locked out apartment with a Metro card.
Yeah, I used to be able to get myself into my old apartment with a MetroCard or a credit card.
Oh, thank you to the
Thank you to the shitty locks that were on our doors.
How about this? Have you heard of this one? Rub C&D cuticle erasers on your cuticles 1 to 2 times a day.
I have not used C&D cuticle eraser, but the person who wrote in said that this, like, throw everything else away.
Right. This, like, dissolves them.
This is the best stuff. So, again, something that we probably need to try. I'm going to pick up some C&D.
We've got a shopping list.
We do.
We're going to head to the store and be like, excuse me, where's the castor oil and the C&D cuticle eraser?
And I'm going to need a ballpoint pen.
And here's my credit card. Also, do you have any screwdrivers? Okay. This person weighed in and said that they were like a cuticle biter, like a nail and skin biter. And they bought themselves a cuticle nipper.
Yes, I have one of those.
This is essentially like what they might use at a nail salon.
Exactly.
And it helps them not pick at their cuticles.
I love my cuticle nipper.
Are you able to do it on both hands? Like with your right hand, you can do your left-handed your left cuticles?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing like extensive cuticle nipping, but especially if there's like a hangnail something that, you know, I'm either like in pain from or it's just like protruding, it's easy to just nip-nip.
Nip, nip.
And then finally, someone, you know, just emphasize keep moisturizing, which I think is just good advice overall.
For your whole being.
For your whole body.
Your
body
insides,
and soul.
Outsides.
Yep.
Lubricate them.
Yep.
Yeah, we should. I definitely should be doing more of that. Mm. Oh, well, so thank you everyone for weighing in on cuticles.
Yeah.
It really was eye-opening.
Truly.
I mean, again, who knew everybody was so informed? And we will definitely be planning to focus a full episode on hand and nail care down the road.
Yeah.
Dory, we also put out a request to our new European correspondent, who's a listener, to call us back and tell us how to pronounce a word I've been saying as micellar, which is a micellar water, a product you can buy to clean your skin. And luckily, they heard that episode and called back. And here is what they had to say.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Dory. This is your cosmopolitan listener from Switzerland, Amy, calling back. I heard the request for pronunciation help. So here we go. It's au micellar. So the O sound in French is kind of like the O in a word like cold. It's au, au. And then the second word, most people in French pronounce it micellar. Although I have heard lots of people in English say au micellar, but technically in French it would be micellar. Hope that helps. Hope you're both having a fabulous weekend, and I look forward to hearing the next episode very soon. Take care. Bye.
So this is very interesting, and I'll tell you why.
I was waiting for you to...
About a week ago, we got another email from a listener who said... I have a thought about the pronunciation of blank water. I'm just going to say blank because we don't know how to pronounce it.
Controversy.
I think it's micellar. The micellar water is based on how soap / micelles work. And then she quotes, the water-loving hydrophilic part of the soap molecules sticks to the water and points outwards, forming the outer surface of the micelle. No, the micelle. The oil-loving, hydrophobic parts stick to the oil and trap oil in the center where it can't come into contact with the water. She says, I could be wrong about this, but just my 2 cents. So, look, I feel like we're back where we started.
I'm sorry. How dare they go against what cosmopolitan European reporter Amy has to say.
She did say that this is how the French pronounce
That's
it.
That's right. Now, do we know where the person who wrote in is located?
Not France.
Fair. Not everybody has to be in France to teach
so,
us things.
So, you know, I just feel like the jury is still out.
Listen, Amy, we're going to need you to call back and weigh in on this. Can we also just say, I just want to say one, thank you, Amy.
Yeah, thank you,
calling.
Amy.
What does it cost long distance to call us? I don't know, but thank you for weighing in and speaking French so beautifully once again into our voicemail. Micellaire. That sounded bonkers.
Micellaire.
Micellaire. Nope. I can't do it. I took French for so long.
Yeah, see, I feel like
micellar is the other choice.
Micellar, she says, because it's the micelle.
Could the creators of this stuff call us and weigh in?
Yeah, we're going to need some more opinions.
This is an emergency.
This is truly an emergency.
I'm truly so honored that people weigh in on this topic.
Yeah, I mean, it's important.
It is important. So thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So, Dory, reframe the narrative has become a thing that first, you love to say.
I do love to say it.
Now I love to say it.
Who doesn't love to say it?
Well, apparently our listeners now also love to say it because we got a great voicemail about reframing a narrative.
Great.
And I thought it would be a fun listen.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I just want to share a story when I thought of you guys recently. So I'm a teacher and I take the Metro from downtown Chicago to a suburb. And so I get to hear all sorts of different conversations. And one day recently, I overheard a 7-year-old talking to his other 7-year-old friend and saying, you know what? I love porta potties. They're portable and they're potty. And I thought, that is such a great way to reframe the narrative, because we always think of porta potties as something that are gross and we want to avoid, but actually they're an incredible invention and we would all be lost without them at one point or another. So anyway, I just thought that was a great reframe the narrative. Love you guys. Have a good day. Bye.
What a great reframing of the narrative.
Children reframing the narrative.
Children love to reframe the narrative without even knowing they're doing it.
They could be hosting this podcast right now.
Let's get some kids involved.
Well, you're about to.
I am.
You're birthing our future co-host.
Oh, boy. Thank you, listener, for telling us that charming anecdote.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I think about it the next time I have to use a porta potty.
I do think kids do often offer really great perspective on things that
totally
adults are kind of curmudgeonly about.
Yes, or right? Jaded.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very, very true.
All right. Should I read this email?
Please do.
Okay. My 40th birthday is coming up very soon, and I have plans for the evening, reservations at a favorite restaurant, but I'm trying to think of ways to celebrate during the day. It's on a Friday and I'm taking the day off work and I'm trying to think of things I can do that day, most likely by myself, that will feel celebratory. I have trouble with big milestone birthdays and I don't want to start feeling sad or lonely. I have a boyfriend, but I do live alone and don't have many close friends where I live. I have other plans to celebrate with my family who live at least 2 hours from me and by taking a trip to Italy with some out-of-town friends in May. I want to know if you have any suggestions for things I can do the day of my actual birthday that will make me feel good about getting another year older. I'm planning on taking my favorite bar class and going to a coffee shop to read, and I'm trying to talk myself into getting a fancy pedicure, but I've also been stressed about money. Do you have any words of encouragement or suggestions? Well, happy birthday, first of all.
Happy birthday to you.
Indeed.
Do you have thoughts, Dory?
Well, I think that you can make any day feel special just by doing things that you don't normally do during the day.
Good point.
Maybe it's taking a bath in the middle of the day.
Oh, now we're talking.
Maybe it's, you know, watching Netflix in the middle of the day. Like, just something that feels a little bit indulgent.
You also are celebrating with your family and friends. Unless you really actively want to be with people, there is nothing wrong with a day alone.
Yeah, I think it sounds
great.
Whether it's
your birthday or any other day. Enjoy that. Everything you said, like you're going out to your favorite restaurant, but then like, oh, just staying in bed, eating like your favorite meal for breakfast.
Yeah.
Being cozy, maybe taking a, you know, doing a little exercise class like you mentioned. And this sounds like you already have the perfect day planned. I would just like go easy on yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't judge too hard what you're doing.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say is things that make you feel good about getting another year older. I have started making donations on my birthday.
Oh, I love that.
Different nonprofit organizations that I really feel strongly about. And I think that can be a really nice way to mark the like privilege of being on the earth for another year.
That is very powerful, Kate Spencer. Oh,
well,
Spencer.
I just am an inspirational figure,
you
Dory.
You are.
I mean, look, Facebook now makes it super easy for anyone to have a little donation
they
campaign.
Do.
But I'm not saying you need to do this on Facebook at all.
Although I always get sad when I see people's who like don't raise any money.
Well, you should start donating.
Then I should just donate to everyone's.
But you could just make your own donation. Like, you know, you could just say, hey, instead of the fancy pedicure, I'm going to take X amount of money and, you know, give it to an organization that feels strongly about. Donors Choose is a great organization where you can help teachers fund different needs for their classrooms. So that's just something I like to do.
That is really nice.
Oh, well, you know, thanks.
What a lovely idea. Or volunteer.
Volunteering on your birthday. What a great idea.
Volunteering on your birthday.
Yeah. Or get the fancy pedicure.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Just soak your feet in your tub if you don't spend the money. Mm-hmm. Save the money. Saving money on your 40th birthday also sounds very nurturing.
Totally.
But most importantly, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
We have one more email from a listener that we are going to read.
We do. And Kate, since you have a cold.
Thank you, Dory.
I will take one for the team. Here we go. The subject was self-care after trauma. I turned 34 last December and have finally realized the true extent of the effect of a continuous chain of trauma ranging from the ages of 15 to 33. To be brief, from 15 to 18, I was in a very physically slash emotionally slash mentally slash verbally abusive relationship. I'm certain I would not be alive today had I not saved myself from him. Whoa. 1 month later, I entered into a 7-year relationship with an addict slash cheater. Ugh. 3 months after that relationship ended, I met my now ex-husband. And after 2 years of dating, they dated for 2 years and they were married for 4 years. The third, quote, person in my marriage was alcohol in his case. So there you have that chain of poor relationship choices while never recovering from one bad relationship, only to enter into another. Now for the kicker and the main point in my really diving deep into self-care. At 32, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I had a double mastectomy, chemo, breast reconstruction, and I'm now in medically induced menopause. Hormonal breast cancer equals no hormones. Anyway, I'm fine and cancer-free now. While never an alcoholic, I've stopped drinking altogether because I also struggle with depression and anxiety, and that definitely made it worse. Self-care score here. I was unable to be physically active at all for an entire year, so I gained so much weight. I've lost 50 pounds, and I have a way to go, but I'm trying to be present within this journey one day at a time. Here is my struggle question mark. I'm not sure what to call it, but I've come to the realization that self-care is truly priceless, even if it actually comes with a price. Sometimes to a fault in my case. I do go to therapy first off, and everyone should, in my opinion, but I've realized as I've gotten older that I need to pay for particular forms of self-care because I need limits for myself to keep from going into spirals of extreme behavior. I pay for personal training twice a week because I used to be a 7-day-a-week workout fiend and a bulimic. I pay for a meal and smoothie delivery service because I need food choices made for me so I won't fall down this anxiety-fueled hole regarding food and healthy patterns with food. I get a massage once a month per my therapist's advice because I internalize stress so badly. This is all while taking Xanax 3 times per day. I feel like I'm not a woman slash less of a woman because I do not have real breasts. I have 3D tattooed nipples and I'm in freaking menopause at 34 years old. So I spend a lot on Botox and filler, as well as a prescription skincare line because I feel that all I have left is my face. I know this is not true because I'm a good person full of love to give, even after walking through so many fires. But in our society, it's put your best face forward, you know. All this makes me feel better in so many ways, but it isn't all cheap. I feel like I just cannot sacrifice any of it because it all seems to help with my well-being on various levels. Any tips? Whew.
My first thought,
mm-hmm.
and I guess my first question would be, do you have a community of other people who have survived breast cancer who you can connect with? Do you have a support group? Because that to me, I think would be invaluable so that you can say these things to people who truly understand some of the stuff that you have been through.
Yeah.
Just specifically with cancer. I think the same could also be said for your relationship with your ex-husband. On a previous episode, we mentioned Al-Anon, which is a group for friends and family members of people with drinking problems. And I think that this could be a spot where you might find a really safe space as well. And that's Al-Anon.
Kind of along the same lines, I'm going to recommend a book that I have not read myself, but several people, I've seen several people suggest it. I know people who have read it and they say it's very good. And it's called Codependent No More.
Oh, interesting.
By Melody Beatty. Yeah, it's called Codependent No More, How to Stop Controlling Others and Start Caring for Yourself. And it does sound like my armchair diagnosis is that there might have been some codependency happening in your previous relationships that might be helpful for you to explore.
I also would check in with your therapist about your medications and see a psychiatrist
because I don't know if you're self-medicating with the Xanax, but Xanax 3 times a day from my non-professional perspective.
Again, let's reiterate, not experts, not doctors.
Not doctors, but that seems like a lot to me.
Yes. I would go to
and I think
a doctor ASAP.
It's worth consulting with a psychiatrist or psychopharmacologist about how you're medicating.
Yeah.
And they might put you on other medications.
Yes, but definitely I would flag that.
Yeah. I mean, I would also say, like, give yourself a break.
Yes.
Like, you've had a really rough 15 years.
Yeah. And you're fucking, like, you're here.
Yeah.
You also seem to have a real sense of what you need. And I don't think you have to sacrifice it right now. Yeah. Unless financially.
Right.
This is not sustainable. Yeah. In which case, I think focusing on your mental health is the most important. And maybe asking your therapist or your medical professionals for support group information, I think, would be so huge. Obviously, Dory and I have not experienced breast cancer personally, so I don't want to start rattling off breast cancer support groups that I've Googled. I don't know the best choice on that front.
Yeah, but I think that would be really helpful for you.
Yeah, and we are thinking of you and sending you lots of love.
Please keep us posted.
Please do. And listeners who have gone through similar experiences, we value your insight here.
Yeah.
And maybe you can provide some support or thoughts. Well, on that note.
That brings us to the end.
We are here again.
We are.
Thank you all so very much for writing in, calling in, offering language explainers. We appreciate every single one of you.
All of it. All right. Bye.